I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1946. That was the day that teachers in St. Paul, Minnesota went on strike. It was the first ever organized walkout of teachers in the United States. The strike was organized by the St. Paul Federation of Teachers, Local 28. The strike lasted a month and involved nearly 1,200 teachers. Working conditions at the St. Paul schools were intolerable. Many buildings were poorly maintained. One school had just one bathroom and sink for 180 students. Some schools were heated with just one coal stove. The teachers were some of the worst paid urban educators in the nation. The schools did not pay for textbooks, so teachers often paid for books for poor students out of their own pockets. The teachers in Local 28 did not want to walk out, but decided a strike was the only way to change these deplorable conditions. On the first day of the strike, the temperature was only 3 degrees above zero. But despite the frigid weather, the teachers picketed at all 77 public schools in St. Paul. Their slogan was "Strike for Better Schools." Many across the nation were shocked that the teachers went out on strike. The strike was even covered by Life magazine, which ran a story of teachers cooking a Thanksgiving turkey on the picket line. The teachers enjoyed grassroots local support, as only 25 teachers crossed the picket lines. A minister's association wrote to city officials, writing, "We believe that a way must be found that will deal fairly with the members of a profession to whom we entrust the training of our children who are the future citizens of our democracy." The teachers won a number of victories, including salary increases and the distribution of free textbooks for students.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.